Hi guys, Mai here. Grab a cozy blanket, your favorite drink, or if you're driving your Stanley Cup, and don't forget your snacks, snuggle up with us and get ready for another episode of Hot Tea Talk because we are spilling more tea today.
アンナです。柔らかいブランケット、お気に入りのドリンク。もし運転中ならスタンレーカップもありかも、おやつも忘れずに。ティーは英語でお茶を意味しますが、スラングでゴシップという意味もあるんです。今回も熱々なティーがこぼれちゃうかも。くつろぐ準備を整えて、私たちとホットティートークを楽しみましょう。Hey, Mai, what's up?
Hey, Anna. Not much. How are you?
I'm good. 元気にしてるよ。
元気そう。
うん、変わりはありません。まいちゃんね、相変わらずいろんなとこに行ってるみたいだけど。
そうだね、今、ロスにいる。
ロス、いいね。いや、ずっとね、インスタ見てたんだけど、いろんなところに行ってるから、今日はどことつながれるのかなってワクワクしてた。どう、ロスは？
ロスはね、思ったよりか寒いんよ。
あ、本当？
今日の朝起きた時は16度で、うん、慣れてないから上着着て外に出た。
信じられないね。今日本めちゃくちゃ暑いから羨ましい。
うん、でも16度はちょっとなんか夏じゃないよね。
確かに。
ちょっと寒い。でもまあお昼は普通に暑いし、うん、なんか外出ても蒸し暑くないから気持ちいい。文句言えない。
いやーいいね。羨ましい。ちょうどいい気候。
So I was just telling Anna, I'm in LA at the moment.It's pretty cold, especially in the morning. Obviously, I'm used to the weather in Dubai, which is crazy hot at the moment. My friend was texting me saying it was 43 degrees over there.
Oh my God.
And it's 16 here in the morning. So yeah, that's a big difference. But we're having a good time. I just went on a hike yesterday.
Ooh.
I don't know if you've been to LA, right?
Yeah, I have. I have my father's family in LA. So
right.
I visited a few times, yeah.
Yeah, no, fun. So you know that, you know, they have lots of fun hikes.To do, you have amazing views of the valley and, mm-hmm. and places like that. But anyway, so it's a bit cooler than in Dubai, but yeah, enjoying it. It's always fun, I think.
No, I miss LA so much. I miss the Mexican food.
I was just gonna say, I just had the most amazing Mexican food last night. It was happy hour, so it was,
oh my God,
you know, cheap tacos.
Even better.
I know, so good, so good. So yeah, if you need some recommendations at some point, let me know. Well, actually,Don't let me know. I probably don't know as much as the locals here.
I don't believe you.
But they do really have great, great tacos. Love it.
I bet. ロサンゼルスは私お父さんの家族が住んでるから何回か行ったことあるんだけど、まあ、気候もいいし、一番ね、私がロス行ったら食べたいものはメキシコ料理なんだよね。
本当に最高に美味しい。昨日、ね、めっちゃ美味しいタコス食べて、なんか今日また行きたいなぐらいな美味しいタコスだった。本当に美味しかった。
いいな、羨ましい。So jealous. But you know what? What I'm really enjoying is that I talk to you all the time. So I don't feel so far away from you.
No, like we were actually texting, well, this morning for me, but it was last night for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was 1 or 2 in the morning for you or something?
It was.
I was at breakfast.
I was up pretty late last night, yeah.
結構遅かったでしょ？
そうなのそうなの。昨日ね、夜更かししてて、ちょうどまいちゃんと話してた時はもう1時とかだったね。
私ちょうど朝ごはん食べてたんだけど、I was like, make me proud. Tell me you're in a nightclub. But
I actually laughed out loud when he messaged me that.
To be honest, I was a little bit disappointed because I'm like, yeah, you know, my girl is living it up, but...
そう、まいちゃんがね、携帯でずっと私夜話してて、で、メッセージで、金曜日の1時だったら、今何してんの？パーティー？って言われたんだけど、いやもう全然みたいな、もう私家でリアリティショー見てますみたいな感じで。
でもそれも最高だよね。なんか I just love a good adult night in, you know, watching TV, have a drink, you know?
It's not a night out anymore. It's like, let's have a night in. And we get excited over that.
I know, I know. The other day I was dilly-dallying.
Ooh,
you know?
Dilly-dally, yes.
And I saw this sale on like Tupperware or something.
Tupperware?
I was like, oh my god, glass Tupperware, amazing.
So sexy.
I know. I was like, that's getting me excited these days. Like,
Mai ちゃん買い物行って最近一番興奮したのがガラスの容器だって。 ね、そこの中に何入れようみたいな
恥ずかしいよね、ちょっとやめようそれ、こういう話は
でも今分かったのが、間違いなくまいちゃんの冷蔵庫の中は綺麗に整理されてるってこと。
Ooh, that's a little bit of pressure, Anna. I can't、ちょっと約束できないかもそれは。
I mean, if you get excited over glass Tupperware, I meanIt has to be organized, right?
Like... Hold on, though. I didn't buy them. I was just excited.
Okay. That's a different story.
Oh, no.
Okay, I see.
Speaking of、nighttime activities.
What?
Okay, that's probably the wrong way of going into this story, actually. But、I had a dream about you last night.
Oh, my God. Is that a confession?
Well...No, I mean, it wasn't anything very sexy. I'm sorry. But you were definitely the main character.
え、本当？夢に出てきたって私が？
そう。
出た？
出たの。アンナちゃんの夢を見ました。
どんな夢？
We were at a wedding. It was fancy, right? Like whistles and bells. Like champagne, oysters...Not for me, because I'm allergic, you know that, but the whole shebang.
Details, thank you.
And out of the blue, you go, you know what this wedding needs?
What?
A piano. And you whip out your phone, and you order a piano online right there, and had it delivered to my address.
Oh my God.
I know. And it got delivered too.
So fast.
But yeah, that's what happened.
で夢の中で結婚式に行ってたね、二人でね。
そう。
ねえねえ、まいちゃん、このパーティーに欠けてるものは何だと思う？ピアノっつって私がその場でピアノをオーダーしてそれが届くっていう夢だったらしい。
そうそう、
すごいね。
しかも私の住所に届いた。
自分じゃなくてね。
めっちゃでかいやつ。
まいちゃんに送りつけるっていう。Well, I guess I bring music to your life.
Yeah, that wouldn't be the first time.
That's true.面白い、どんな意味があるんだろう。でもなんか音楽を運ぶ女なんだね、私はね。
そう。でもピアノ弾かないよね。
ピアノ弾かない何も弾けない。
そう、だからちょっと私も少しハテナだったんだけど、うん、まあいいんじゃないと思って。
あ、優しいね。
You rushed over to my place to pick the piano up.
I came to pick the piano up and I stole it away from you?
Again, it made no sense.
Yeah, it makes a little sense, but it doesn't make sense. No. And that's the crazy part about dreams.
I know. Do you dream?
夢はね、本当にどういうことってなるのが面白いけど、夢見るよ。でもね、なんか私追われてる夢よく見る。
え？どうなの？
追いかけられてる夢。
Oh no!
いや、なんかストレスかな。困った困った
本当だね、それちょっと怖いね。
いや、いい夢見たいわ。でもね、すぐ忘れるね。
私もすぐ忘れるんだけど、今日の朝、あ、うん、今日はあのレコーディングだからと思って起きた時にメモったそう、
いや嬉しいな、夢に出てきたよって言われるとちょっとドキッとしちゃう。
あ、本当？でもしょっちゅうあるでしょ、う
ん、いやなかなかないよ、報告してくれる人は少ない。
絶対にしょっちゅうあると思う。
でもね、 It makes sense that you were thinking about me when you went to sleep.
Well, we were also texting last night when it was night for me.
そうねそうだった。あの、まいちゃんが私のこと考えながら寝てくれたのかなって思ったら、いや、それはね、私が連絡してたらね、考えてるよね。
なんかね、I think about you all the time. All the time.
Me too. Every time I find a funny meme, I think about you.
I know. This is very funny. You're like the first one I sent stuff to.
Great. I love this relationship.
Yeah, I love it. So much fun.
そう、面白いものがあるとね、絶対すぐまいちゃんに送りたくなっちゃうの。
面白いものって思い出したんだけど、
うん、
Maybe this wasn't so 面白い, but we need to talk about Coldplay Gate.
Oh my god, it already has a name, Coldplay Gate?
Yes.
Wow.
I feel bad.
Well, I feel bad too. In my very reasonable person Anna mode, I feel very bad and this is terrible. But Gossip Anna is like, oh my effing god.
Gossip Anna is thriving.
I am thriving, baby! いや、皆さん、コールドプレイのコンサート事件見ました？もう、私、あの、もちろんね、今ちょっと一瞬真面目モードに入ると、いや、ひどい話ですよ。 ね、もうこんなことはあっちゃいけないと思うんだけど、ゴシップ好きなアンナとしては、うん、何それやばいっていう、
うん、私もそう思う、ま、そのちょっとかわいそうだなっていうところもあるんだけど、特にね奥さんとか、うん、旦那さんもいるのかな、そこはちょっとかわいそうだなと思うんだけど、 I don't feel bad for them, like as in like the...
Me neither.
They were doing something sketchy.
How bold of them to be so open about it. And I bet, you know, they didn't think this would happen.
I mean, if someone's gonna out you, it better be Chris Martin.
It better be Chris Martin. But he seems really genuinely worried about this topic.
Yeah, but...
But he didn't do anything wrong.
But I think it would be the last thing you'd be expecting to happen at a concert.
True.
It's just that the whole world is watching, which is insane, you know?
Yeah, 本当にそうなんだよね。まあ、もしこのニュース知らないっていう人がいたら、まあ、簡単に説明すると、すごく有名な会社の代表の人がコールドプレイのコンサートに来てて、で、コールドプレイがキスカメラみたいな、お客さんをね、こう映す時間があって、その時にパッて映った2人が、まあ、今こうニュースになってるのが不倫関係にあるんじゃないかっていうニュースで、でその代表の人と人事の女の人かながすごいもうハグ、ね、バックハグだよね、後ろからこうやってハグしてる時に、
so, it was like Titanic,
そうタイタニックのポーズ でパッて映った時に、まあ、なんかはいみたいな感じだったら目立たなかったと思うんだけど、うわみたいな
隠れてたよね、
逃げめっちゃ逃げたんだよねいやだから、え、あの二人どうなの、なんでそんな慌てるのってなったところで結構ニュースになっちゃったんだよね。
そうだね、 because Chris was like they're either having an affair or they're just like really shy.
Yeah, and that's a really honest response.
I mean, honestly, right? Like that's the first thing I thought without even like listening to the audio. It's kind of obvious.
Yeah,
I feel like if they would have played it off cool as if nothing happened, no one would have seen the video. But it's all hindsight. Like this guy must be like, what was I thinking?
But that's human. I mean, that's a pure human response as well. Did you see him duck under a glass? You like, what do you call that?
Like a barrier or something?
Barrier, yeah. So they were at like a terrace seat or something like that. They were standing up.
Probably VIP.
Yeah, definitely VIP. So when the camera hit, the guy actually tried to hide from it, so he ducked, but the barrier was glass, so we can see everything.
そう
そう、なんかちょうどテラス席みたいな VIP だから、なんかテラス席みたいなところに立ってて、映った時にあんなに慌てるから、もう本当にガッてね、下にね、かがんだんだけどね、その柵がね、ガラスだったから全部見えてんの。
So the lesson is, 浮気するなら、VIP 座らない方がいいってことだね。
ちょっと違うと思うけどでもなんかあんなに公にしててね、あの自分のプライベートがさらされると思わなかったっていうのはおかしいと思う。
It is.
It's such a public place. I mean,
that's true.
And I understand Coldplay is amazing and you can get lost in the moment.
Yeah.
But I mean, you gotta check yourself, guys, you know?
I just feel bad about their family. Like now the whole world.
Oh, definitely. I feel so bad, like their family.
So you don't know in what kind of situation they're in, right? Like, so it could very well be that maybe the wife already knew, or, you know, you don't know the situation.
No, we don't know the details.
She's embarrassed, even though she might have already known about
Definitely. It. Definitely. Like, I'm so sorry for them to be dragged into this.
だよね。だって結局、そこのね、家族の関係、どんな感じかってわからないけど、こうやってね、世界中に見られるっていうのはかわいそうだよねと思う。
まあ確かにそうね、あの自分の予期しないところでこうやって話題がうわってね広まっちゃって、多分もう家族もね大変なことになってると思う。そういう意味では本当に私もかわいそうだなって思うし、まあ、正直人のプライベートだからああやって映っちゃったことは仕方ないと思うけど、まあ、その説明って本当はしなくていいんだよね別にね
そうだよね、確かに
これ難しいところだよね。でもあのああいう風に映る可能性っていうのはあるわけだから、ちょっと自分の行動を考えなきゃいけないのと
万が一ね、
万が一ね、そうそう、まあ、真相はね、分からないかもしれないけど、このインターネットの盛り上がりはちょっと見ててね、びっくりする部分と、あの見ちゃうところがどうしてもあったね。
だね、 like they are a meme forever, I think, you know, like that's going to go down as like
pop culture history.
History, you know,
2025. Yeah. 間違いなく今年のポップカルチャーの中できっとこの後も、まあ、ジョークに、ね、なるようなニュースなんじゃないか。
Yeah.
Okay, I feel sorry for them now a little bit, but you know, like you shouldn't be doing.
I know. I mean,
whatever they were doing. I don't know. To be honest, I don't even know what they're doing.
I mean, to be honest, they were just caught like in Titanic mode.
Titanic mode is serious. You know, Rose and Jack did that to prove their love to the world. So. That means something.
That is true. I feel like we've Titanic'd in the past.
Oh, definitely, you know? We did. We have definitely. そうそう、まあ真相はわからないけど、でも思うのがやっぱりタイタニックのあのシーンでも2人の愛を世界に証明するために船の先端であのポーズ取ったわけでしょ。だからコールドプレイのコンサートでタイタニックポーズ取るぐらいだから、やっぱちょっと何もなかったとは言えないよね。
確かに。But just to prove everyone wrong, the next time we go to a concert, we will Titanic for the world to see too. How about that?
Oh, let's do that. Let's do that.
Yes. そうしよう。そうしよう。
今度ね、舞ちゃんとコンサート行ったら、タイタニックポーズ一緒にしようね。だって私たちの愛は本物だから。
私たちが最後に行ったコンサートって、ジャネット？
ジャネットかもね。
ね。That's a while ago.
Yeah. That's like 10 years ago, actually.
Don't say that.
Don't say that, but it's true. So, Saitama Super Arena の Janet Jackson のコンサート、舞ちゃんと一緒に行ったんだよね。
あったね。楽しかったね。
うん、楽しかった。最高、ね。いい思い出だわ。まあね、いろいろね、こう日本でもね、こういうちょっと不倫ニュースは結構ヒートアップするところがあるから、まああんまりこう油を注いじゃダメだなっていうのはね、思うんだけれども、うん。ちょっとね、今はでもあちあちホットティーだね、これは。
そう。Because of that, everything else kind of got overshadowed, didn't it?
確かに、この話題が熱すぎて、他の話題がちょっとね、ぬるく感じるよね。
確かに。でも、Emma Watson, her thing is a little bit of tea as well, isn't it?
確かに。Emma Watson がスピード違反で、イギリスで運転6ヶ月、まあ、禁止されたっていうね、ニュース見たんだけど、うん、ハーマイオニーがあってちょっと意外だった。
そう、私もびっくりした。 I wasn't expecting that from her. Like she seems like such a someone that would maybe follow the rules.
そうね、優等生のイメージあるもんね、うん、
She is banned from driving in the UK for 6 months because she went over the speed limit 4 times in 2 years. That's a lot.
In 2 years, wow. 2年の間に3回ぐらいスピード違反で捕まってるってことね。
うん、そうそう、4回。
あ、4回か。ごめんね。うん。
So yeah, I can understand why then you get banned from driving.
そうね。エマ・ワトソン、意外だわ。
But yeah, you're right. Like, I wasn't expecting that from Hermione either. But yeah, that was definitely a bit of lukewarm tea.
Lukewarm tea. Yeah. I hope she changes her heart.And drives a little more slowly from next time. ね、次からはあのスピードには気をつけて安全運転で移動してもらいたいと思います。
Yeah, but because like this is actually interesting because it made me think of something. Emma Watson is always very aware of the environment, so I don't imagine she drives like a really kick-ass Lamborghini or anything. Like she probably drives a Prius or something. So do they even go fast?
Ooh, the article said she drives an Audi.
That might have been the problem.
could be. Yeah, あまりにもね、Audi を運転してたって記事に書いてあったから、まあ快適にスピードが出る車だからね、出しちゃったのかな。
ね、確かに。
まあでも気をつけて、エマちゃん。よろしく頼むよ。
I mean, she was pretty good at flying the broomstick too, right? Like...
そうだね。空飛ぶのは安全だったけど、うまかったけどね。
Did we have a Instagram message that we wanted to talk about?
Oh yes, actually one of our listeners, Yapo-san, wrote in and told us how much he enjoys our conversation. It was funny because he was saying something like, it feels like I'm listening into all these like gossipy girl talk and I'm like sitting next to you guys and you know, like listening in. and that's exactly what we were looking for, like hoping for.
I love that.
But anyway, he had a question for you, Maija.
For me? Okay.
Yes. そうなの。リスナーのヤボーさんが、このコーナー、 ポッドキャストのインスタグラムにメッセージを送ってくれました。ありがとうございます。なんかね、まいちゃんと私の会話がすごい女子トークで、それをこう盗み聞きしてるみたいな気持ちになるっていうのがすごく似合ってしました。で、ね、そういう気持ちで聞いてもらうっていうのがすごく私たちの、狙いでもあったので嬉しいんだけど、まいちゃんに質問がありますと、
はい、
ね、私がいつもこのコーナーでペドロ・パスカルの話するでしょ、
うん、
今私がハマってる旬の俳優さんで、ヤボーさんもペドロ・パスカル好きなのね。
私も好きだよ。
本当好き、
うん、
ティン・ペンロー。マイちゃんの推しは誰ですか？で、マイちゃん推しってわかる？
わかるわかる。 But maybe it'd be fun to translate this to our English speaking listeners.
Okay, so ヤボーさんは asking who's Mai Chan's 推し。 So 推し literally translates into pushing something
Kind of similar to like, you know, when you're in a restaurant, like you're right. pushing a certain dish, you know, the chef is like,
yeah, recommended.
It's recommended. It's something, you know, basically it's kind of used as supporting someone when you're a fan of someone.
So it could be your favorite celebrity, musicians, and you do like give your time and effort to be involved.
You know, buy tickets to see his movies, like Anna would with any Pedro Pascal movie, or she will buy his bathwater soap if he comes out with that.
Bathwater soap? If he comes out with it, yeah. So, Mai-chan, do you have any celebrity crush?
That's a really good question. I don't have a particular one that I would follow per se.
You can say Sean.
Well, yes, of course, my husband.
Your forever oshi.
He'll be my forever oshi. But when it comes to actors...
Or singers.
See, I don't have myself a Pedro Pascal like you do.
You're making me sound like I'm a diehard Pedro Pascal
no,
fan.
No, no.
Which I'm not opposed of.
No, I know. You love it. So I don't really have an actor or singer that I would want to shower with or anything like that.
That's a different option, Mai.
I probably don't have an oshi, to be honest.
なんかキャラクターとか動物とかいないの？
動物? Well, you know, more than anything, I love myself a good cat video.
Oh.
I don't know if you can call that an oshi. I'll have a think about my oshi for future episodes.But if anybody can recommend me some good cat videos, please send it to our Instagram. All the cat videos are welcome. That would make me so excited.
本当にいっぱい来るよ、多分。
マジで嬉しいんだけど。
そう、まいちゃんがね、まあ推しはちょっと考えなきゃいけないけど、動画で言ったら猫の動画が好きって。
大好き。
ね、じゃあ私おすすめある。ね、さ、人間の言葉喋ってるみたいな猫の動画見たことある？
何それ、ない。
それ送る今度。
マジ？嬉しい。
あるある。いや、本当。もう今まいちゃんの好きなの聞いたから、ゴシップだけじゃなくて猫も送るわ。
猫好き。
そうなんだね。
Maybe more than gossip, I like cat videos.
Makes sense. I like baby hippos.
Have you ever met a hippo?
Yeah.
They're dangerous.
I know. Not the wild one though.
Pet hippos.
What do you say?
Not wild ones. Like what?
Where else? Like a zoo.
Oh.A zoo. Yeah. But they're still dangerous though, I think.
そうだね、そうだね。私はね、カバの赤ちゃんの動画とかよく見てるんだけど、カバどう思う？結構危険だよってマイちゃんが言うから知ってるって。私危険な動物結構好きやね。
あ、そうだね。Komodo dragons. I know you love those.
Yeah. Oh, you know.
Of course.
Thank you. そう、Komodo ドラゴンとか。
I have a childhood friend. She used to have this stuffed カバ.
Oh.
And she would call it Kabakoro.
え、めっちゃ可愛い。マイちゃんの友達がカバのぬいぐるみにカバコロって名前つけてたって。Oh.
So.
I have a funny story. A hippo. We say hippo, but the full word is hippopotamus, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I first moved to America and me and my mom was learning English, I was like, Mom, how do you read this word? My mom was like, hippo. She couldn't pronounce it.
No one can though. Like it's a hard word.
そうそう、カバは英語で、まあ短く言うとヒッポって言うんだけど、フルで言うとヒッポパルメスっていうのね。で、これがめちゃくちゃ難しくて、アメリカに家族で移住した時に、まだ私もお母さんもあんまり英語が喋れなくて、小学生のアンナがお母さんに、これなんて読むのってカバね、こうやって指さして言ったら、お母さんがヒッポ、ヒッポ、ヒッポポ、ポポ。
ヒッポポポ。
かわいい、ママかわいい、
かわいい、アナちゃんのママかわいい、
マイちゃんのママもかわいい、
かわいいね、ママみんなかわいい。
あ、じゃあほっこりしたところで、はい、今日のホットティートークを終わりにしたいと思います、はい、皆さんぜひメッセージ送ってください。私たちインスタグラムのアカウントがあります。ホットティーレディオ、ホットティーレディオがアカウント名です。あの、どんどん私たちに質問、おすすめゴシップ、猫の動画送ってください。よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。Thank you so much for listening. I had such a good time. And like Anna said, if you have any questions or funny memes or cat videos, please send them to our Instagram at Hot Tea Radio. And we'll see you guys at the next Hot Tea Talk.
All right, Mai-chan. We'll talk soon. Bye.
Bye, Anna.